The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the conclusion of the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, "Thus it is written that the Christ would suffer and rise from the dead on the third day, and that repentance for the forgiveness of sins would be preached in his name to all the nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things. And behold, I am sending the promise of my Father upon you. But stay in the city until you are clothed with power from on high." Then he led them out as far as Bethany, raised his hands and blessed them. As he blessed them, he parted from them and was taken up to heaven. They did him homage and then returned to Jerusalem with great joy, and they were continually in the temple praising God. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord.
They were all there, except for Judas. They all came back, but Judas. Even though they had abandoned him, fled the passion and the cross, deserted him, still, they came back. And I'm always just a little bit amazed that there wasn't some type of retribution. You know, that Jesus didn't rant and rave, that he didn't yell at them, chastise them, wag his finger at them. Of course, if he did that, he wouldn't be the loving, forgiving Savior that we all know. But still, Jesus could be tough. He could be unyielding. Just think about the temple incident. Overturning the tables, making a whip of cords. The admonishments about giving scandal. And Jesus was really good at separating the sheep from the goats. He said it would happen, just not yet. And do you ever wonder just how much more successful the church would be if he had cut some of the dead weight? If he had fired Peter and the rest, keep John, keep the faithful women, but streamline everything. But he didn't do that. That wasn't his plan. That wasn't his wisdom. He kept them. And on this Feast of the Ascension, we are reminded of the second chance. The second chance he gave to those original disciples. The second chance he gives to all of us. For all of us hesitant witnesses, there is still the gift and the command of Jesus. The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, throughout all Judea and Samaria, to the ends of the earth. All of us here can count the moments of faithlessness. But still, Jesus is talking to us as his disciples. He still sees us as his disciples. He still encourages us as his disciples. You know, I always have the picture of that scene from Acts. Those disciples gathered around in a circle, staring up in the sky after Jesus has left, and waiting. And waiting, and waiting. And finally, those two men in white show up. Snap out of it. Roll up your sleeves. There is work for you to do. You are to be his witnesses. It's the same message to all of us. Snap out of it. Roll up our sleeves. There is work for us to do. We are to be his witnesses.